What is it that motivates reconciliation? You see, we've been reading the Joseph story for a few weeks now, and the story is intriguing. We all know the beginning. Joseph has the favored status, he's the favorite son, and because of this, his brothers throw him into a pit. He's left to die, he's forgotten for years to come. And then we fast forward to last week and this week's Torah portion, and we see Joseph setting up the ultimate plot of revenge. Here he has the chance to get back at the brothers whom he truly hates. And how can you blame him? Look what they did when he was just a young, innocent boy. And so what Joseph does is he calls his brothers spies. He plants a silver goblet in their sacks. And what happens? At this moment, he has the chance to imprison his brothers for life. And yet, we see quite the opposite. What does Joseph do? After just a few questions from his brother Judah, Joseph, as the text says, loses control, starts crying in front of all of the Egyptians, and yells out loud, "Ani Yosef." You see, all it took in this particular moment, at this point in the story where Joseph was ready to take the revenge he wanted so dearly to plot out. All it took were a few questions from his brother to turn the story from one of revenge to one of reconciliation. And when I was reading these questions from Judah, I thought to myself, what is it? How can one so quickly turn from anger and hate to a story of love and reunion? I found a beautiful piece in our tradition that says, when love is based on something transitory, meaning when love is based on something short-lived, something fleeting, when the love between two people is based on money, a nice car, good looks, something that could be easily taken, easily lost, it should be no surprise when that love as well is short-lived. But when true love between two people, and when I say two people, I mean brothers and sisters, friends, family members, when true love is based on a deep, foundational core of honesty, of truth, of purity, that true love never goes away. And yet what often happens in life is that true love is covered by the murkiness of our everyday. That core foundation of love is covered by arguments, by fights, by jealousy, by spite. And it often takes a few gut-wrenching questions to unravel that deep core of love that you know is there. Listen to the questions that Judah asked Joseph. Don't you have a brother? Don't you have a father? Don't you know what it's like to have a profound relationship between father and son? Judah gave his brother Joseph a gift. He chose fundamental questions to dig out that deep relationship that existed within Joseph's heart. And what it teaches all of us this morning is that all it takes in this world to switch from the path of revenge to love is to find those questions, to find those tools, that will uncover the foundation of love that sits within our souls between us and another person. On this Shabbat, I ask you, find those questions. Find those questions that will dig deep within your soul, that will dig deep within your heart. Uncover the murkiness that you often find in your life and push you from a path of revenge to walking on a path of love. Shabbat Shalom.